Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our podcast here, Wrestling Tracks. Sorry we're late. I've been actually putting this off for a while. Because I didn't have the energy or what you call it. But I'm better now. My voice is back somewhat. Getting back together. I want to say these two one thing right quick. And I'll let David take over from here. First of all, we all know it. Don't act like you don't see it. You know damn well you don't like the network on Peacock. You know you don't like the WWE network on Peacock. I really don't. I wish Vince McMahon got his money back. But, David, there is a way you can bypass the Peacock.
Really?
I can find it. I wrote it down somewhere. I can find it. Okay, here's what you do. Now, if you can get away with doing this, God bless you. Ain't for everybody. So, that's how you do it. Step one, you pay for any subscription plan to ExpressVPN. Okay? Get you an ExpressVPN. Number two, you set your location to Germany. When you sign up, if you resubscribe or whatever, you have to have an active network account. Go to WWENetwork.com, I guess, and change your location on the account to Germany. Because outside of the United States, the WWE Network still works. We have to be outside of the United States to do it. So, number three, make sure you're using an active account. And after that, use an active account or resubscribe, and that's it. Number four, just enjoy. That's all you gotta do.
Interesting. That's kind of like a small way of sort of cheating the system, so to speak.
Yep, but now mind you, eventually, even outside the United States, all of it will be unavailable. The WWE Network will be unavailable altogether eventually. For right now, outside the United States, you can still join the network in its original form.
Yes, that's true. It's only a matter of time before the whole thing is cheap.
So that being,
let's talk about this takeover.
Yeah, let's go for it. Dave's gonna take over from here. Go for it, man.
Another good takeover. Very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
I can't complain. I like takeovers. All of them are actually really, really good. I think I saw the last 5 minutes of the ladder match. That's the one I have to rewatch. Seeing Santos Escobar defeat Jordan Devlin. And to be honest, I thought Jordan Devlin was going to win. But unfortunately, he didn't. So that's a match I have to rewatch from the start. I did see every other match. I liked the NXT title match.
Mm-hmm.
I had a feeling Finn Balor was going to lose. But I've never seen anybody take it for Karrion Kross the way Finn Balor did. Like, he gave Karrion Kross a fight. Karrion Kross is going to feel that match tomorrow. He injured his arm. He injured his rib. Like, Finn Balor did a number on Karrion Kross. But Karrion Kross, tonight was his night, and he did exactly what he said he was going to do. and not to take back the title he never lost. So, that was a good match, and the North American Championship was also good. Johnny Gargano successfully defending his North American Championship. And last but not least, that crazy Kyle O'Reilly Adam Cole match. Those two beat the hell out of each other. They really, really beat the hell out of each other. And it looked like Adam Cole was basically trying to kill the guy the whole match. But the way, I'm amazed the way Kyle O'Reilly won the match, wrapping the chain around his knees and his ankle, coming off the top of onto Adam Cole, putting him out for the win. That was an interesting finish, a nasty finish. They really are what some people call in the business potato each other. Another word is stiff. They basically hit each other hard that whole match. And I don't think Kyle O'Reilly or Adam Cole is going to be the same after that match. Can't forget about night one. Night one was a good basically the whole TakeOver show was good both nights. Raquel Gonzalez, I gotta say congrats to her winning the new, she's the new NXT Women's Champion. Walter successfully defending the UK Championship against Tommaso Ciampa in another good match. I thought Ciampa was going to take it, but I was surprised he didn't win the match. And MSK, congrats to them. They are the new NXT Tag Team Champions. And Pete Dunne, who had another good match, he won his match when he defeated Kushida. And an awesome match to open up the show. And another thing is we got to bring up is tomorrow night, SmackDown, the WWE Thunderdome has been taking place over the last couple of months inside Tropicana Field in Orlando, Florida. And tomorrow night will be the final night they are going to be in Tropicana Field because they will be moving to continue the rest of their television shows in a new venue, a new arena in Tampa, and they're going to start that the night after WrestleMania. Hold on here. Let me find out the name of the place. The Ewing Center in Tampa, Florida will be the new home of the WWE Thunderdome that will start the night after WrestleMania. Also, Chris Jericho, contracted AEW wrestler, Chris Jericho will return to WWE programming for the first time in 3 years. He's going to be a guest on the Broken Skull Sessions with Stone Cold Steve Austin the night after WrestleMania. I believe it's night two, the night after, right after night two, it's supposed to air. It's interesting. You know, nothing happens without Vince.
Mm-hmm.
Stone Cold went to Vince, got his permission, Vince said yes, and we got Jericho back. Now, I saw they added some Jericho matches on the network. Well, not the network, but the network on Peacock, some of Jericho's best matches in the company leading up to his appearance on the Broken Skull Sessions. So it's rare. It's rare you see a wrestler contracted somewhere else appearing on a current WWE program.
Oh, yeah.
Because normally Vince does not let that happen. So it's another one of these rare occasions. Also, I gotta say, special congratulations to Bianca Belair. She is going to be on the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated, which will be released later on this month. Check that out. Congrats to her making the cover. I saw the cover. It's a nice cover, by the way. Bianca Belair, one of the few women to be on the cover of Pro Wrestling Illustrated. And to be honest, a lot of women throughout the history of that magazine a lot of women haven't really been on the cover of that magazine. I mean, yes, the Bellas have been on it. Ronda Rousey, Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Wendy Richter, Awesome Kong, who's in AEW right now, and Bianca Belair joins that elite group of female stars that grace a cover of the magazine. But anyway, congrats to her. It's pretty damn cool seeing her get her just due. She deserves it. I'm happy for her. I hope she wins. I'm looking forward to the match. It's one of the matches I'm looking forward to at WrestleMania is her match against Sasha Banks. Another match I'm looking forward to is Seth Rollins versus Cesaro. That's another big match. And of course, the Universal title, Roman Reigns, Daniel Bryan, Edge, triple threat match. Question is, what did you think of the whole takeover, both nights?
Honestly, I didn't pay much attention to it, to be honest with you. Actually, tonight, I was waiting for them to start. Turns out, I need to switch over to the WWE on Peacock section. Oh, snap, I'm late. So, I missed most of it.
It's a good thing we have things like the network, because if we miss it, we can rewatch it from the start and watch the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
The ladder match is one of the matches I was really looking forward to seeing, so that's the match I need to rewatch from the start. And that was the first match, by the way. Like I said, I was out, and I caught the last 5 minutes of the match. So that's one match I need to catch from start to finish. And it's also nice seeing WWE, well, NXT, showing some of the new signings. We saw a Japanese female, night one. Night two, we also seen another person, a guy. And for those who don't know, the mystery woman who's going to be making her debut this Tuesday on NXT is Taya Valkyrie. So did you realize it was her or you had no clue?
I really didn't know.
Yeah, it's Taya Valkyrie. Which gave it away was her tattoo.
Oh, didn't.
But I don't know if you saw the video. At the end of the video, she bends down and she picks up the dog. And as she's picking up the dog, you see her tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And so for those who've seen Taya Valkyrie in Impact Wrestling or in a AAA promotion in Mexico, you are aware that the woman has tattoos, and you can visibly see her tattoos. So that's how I knew it was her. Tattoo gave it away.
Congratulations, Mrs. Morrison.
Yes. Notice they didn't put her on the main roster. It's like, we're going to put you on NXT and keep your husband on Raw. We're not going to go with your husband.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be interesting to see how she's going to do in NXT. Especially with the cream of the crop, that talent, that roster of females they have. Yeah, it's going to be cool to see. What dynamic she's going to bring into that women's division. So I'm very, very interested in that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, The Rock's daughter, Simone Johnson, once she gets her chance, I'm going to be interested to see how she does. She will be the first fourth-generation female wrestler to sign with WWE. She is the first. Oh, can't forget NXT UK also came on today. I believe it was they had a special. That aired earlier today around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm probably going to check that out later on as well. Man, that's
going to
be cool. So, let me ask you, did you see AEW?
No, I watching
it
take over.
Neither did I. I didn't see it either.
Why ask?
Oh, no, I figured somebody saw it, but oh well. But yeah, the majority of everybody was watching TakeOver. Oh, boy, he's mad.
Yeah, he's excited. It's WrestleMania weekend, damn it.
Oh, I'm waiting for WrestleMania to come and go so we can move on to the next big show. Mm-hmm. Which I believe is, could be Backlash. You know how they've been changing things up over the last several years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming, I believe it's Backlash. Randy Orton's got The Fiend, Miz and Morrison's got Bad Bunny and Damian Priest. So this will be Damian Priest's first WrestleMania match.
I know that baby's excited, I know that.
Oh yeah, you know Damian Priest has to be excited.
I'm excited, you're excited, the baby in the background excited. My dog that's supposed to be asleep excited. We all excited, WrestleMania weekend's going down.
Yes, it is. This Saturday and this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Second year in a row, two nights. Oh, wait, I'm an idiot. I almost forgot. To congratulate Will Ospreay, who just defeated Kota Ibushi. He is the second IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. And let me explain, the original IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, they got rid of it. They also got rid of the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. And what they did was they unified both belts and created a new title, which is called the IWGP World Heavyweight Championship. Kota Ibushi was their first champion. Will Ospreay, who beat Kota Ibushi, he's the new champion. And he's also currently a double champion. He's also the never open weight champion as well, so he's packing two belts.
Yeah.
And John Moxley, can you believe he's been the U.S. champion for over a year?
Yeah, I see.
IWGP United States champion for over a year. Right now, he's currently the longest. He's the longest U.S. champion in the history of that title. But he beat Lance Archer at Wrestle Kingdom in 2020, and he's held the title ever since January of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a brutal match. They had a Texas Death Match. It was a violent match. I remember there was one point in the match where Lance Archer took a plastic bag and put it over his face and attempted to suffocate him to keep him down for the count of 10. But that was a hard part to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, for those who've never seen a Texas Death Match, basically, the original rules, it goes as, basically, you pin your opponent. And then after you pin your opponent, your opponent has, basically, he has a count of 10 to get up. So it's basically like a last man standing match. First you pin your opponent, and then he has to get counted out. If your opponent, if the guy is not up by the count of 10, he loses the match. So it's interesting. You gotta pin the guy first, and then keep him down for the count of 10.
Well,
which is interesting.
Check this out. I saw, there was a company a while ago, that's a funeral home. They used to have a wrestling company. It's, I don't know what happened to that. But anyway, they had a casket match. Here's the catch. Theirs is ass backwards. The loser gets in the casket. The casket match, you have to put your opponent in the casket to win the thing.
True.
So, a casket match, you have to put your opponent inside the casket to win. Their concept, the loser gets in the casket.
That's kind of stupid.
It is. Like,
I get it, but it's stupid at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, the coolest matches that Impact ever had was the Ultimate X match. That was a cool match, and it was a cool concept.
And it was original. Unlike their lockdown thing, which was big for Hell in the Cell. Their Feast of Fire, it was almost like Money in the Bank.
Well, Hell in the Cell, all their matches are not really inside the cell, so technically that don't count.
Yeah.
Lockdown, every match is inside the cage, so there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But you just said, wait, what was the other match you said? Oh yeah, the Feast of Fire, yeah, that's basically a Money in the Bank ripoff.
Now, I will give them this. It's Money in the Bank with a twist, because like you get congratulations and condolences at the same time.
Yes, it is a Money in the Bank with a twist.
Because you might get a contract, you might get fired, you never know.
Yep.
You might get a championship opportunity, uh-huh. You might get fired.
Yep. Oh, another original match I thought that was cool was the King of the Mountain match.
That was original.
I thought that was cool. It was a reverse ladder match. Instead of you unhooking the championship belt or briefcase or whatever, you're hanging it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. That match I
liked. And by the way, speaking of ladder matches, I want to point this out because I'm bringing this up later when it comes to Money in the Bank. Technically, as Otis has said the president, you don't have to climb the ladder. You grab possession of the briefcase.
That is technically true.
As Otis has said the president.
You have to retrieve a briefcase.
Yep.
As it comes down.
Otis' fat self. Otis' luscious self,
that
if you will.
That is true.
You know, he ain't climbing that ladder. So Otis just literally fell in his hands. And technically... that counts as possession. So, Otis said to the president, you don't need to climb the ladder.
Hold on a second. No, you're right, though. Actually, that's the second time that happened.
Second?
Yeah. Then the Money in the Bank ladder match.
So what's the first time? What's the first time then?
It was TLC 2010. It was a triple threat ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship. It was Kofi Kingston, Dolph Ziggler, and Jack Swagger. And what happened? Morrison and Swagger unhooked the belt, and they were basically trying to take the belt. Basically, they were trying to take the belt out of each other's hands, and the belt accidentally ended up slipping from both of them. And Dolph Ziggler, who basically caught the belt as it fell off,
guys,
and he ended up retaining the title. He was the champion in the match.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, the belt was unhooked, but they had the belt in their hands at the same time. Which means, technically, the match still isn't over, because remember, you have to unhook it, and one person is supposed to have it, not two at the same time. So, the belt's unhooked, they're fighting over it, trying to gain possession of it. They both drop the belt, Ziggler catches the belt, and he keeps the belt.
Mm-hmm.
It basically happened the same way. The same way Otis caught it, that's how Ziggler won. But I'd say he was luckier because he had something on the line and he kept it. Now imagine if he wasn't there to catch that. Wow. You know, I'm curious, like, what would happen if that happened again and nobody caught the belt? Like, do they hang it back up and continue the match since no one retrieved the belt or caught it?
I'll be interested to see.
No, but that is curious, like, talking about that got me thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I think about it, I think they would have to do that, like, sort of restart the match. Like, well, the belt fell, nobody caught it. Basically, nobody won, so we gotta do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming if that was to happen, they would have to do that. But we're gonna hang it back up and do this over. Restart the match. That would be interesting if that was to happen in real life. man, because interesting things have happened in the WWE, not just WWE, but in wrestling in general, that you don't have control over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything can happen. Somebody can slip up. Somebody can get hurt. Somebody can fall. Somebody can drop something. Somebody can miss a show. Hell, missing a show can cost you.
It costs you a job.
I remember, I believe it was Butch Reed, the late Butch Reed, who recently passed away. He was supposed to win the Intercontinental Championship from Ricky Steamboat, and he got there late, and they ended up replacing him with the Honky Tonk Man, and Honky Tonk Man became Intercontinental Champion. And on top of that, he went on to become the longest Intercontinental Champion in the history of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy how things happen, because imagine if Butch Reed would have gotten there on time, that would have never happened.
Yeah.
Well, actually, Hogan is the reason for the blame. I heard the story. Hogan told the story. Pat Patterson told the story. I believe Honky Tonk Man, Hogan, and Pat Patterson all told the story. Basically, Vince was in panic mode. You know, it's time for the match. Your guy's not here. We need a replacement fast. And he happened to be talking to Hogan. Patterson was near him. And Hogan pointed to the first guy and said, "What about him?" And him happened to be the Honky Tonk Man. And Vince was like, "Screw it, go out there."
Yep, first guy I see. Kind of deal.
Yeah, it was live, and you know, you gotta go out. And Butch Reed told that story too. I mean, he was like, "Man, Vince was pissed."
Mm-hmm.
But he was punished for it. I don't know what his punishment was, but he did get punished for it. He's like, "Oh, you showed up late, and we was gonna put the belt on you.
Mm-hmm.
But since you didn't show up on time, he had to replace you." That's crazy. See now, hearing that story, that makes me want to say, if I ever do something like that, I'm going to make sure I'm on time.
Yeah.
Because being on time can make you or break you. Like Steve Austin said, that's why he said he was always on time. And he was always the first person in the arena and the last person to leave.
It's better to either that or be early. You either one.
Yep. Stone Cold said the same thing. Unfortunately, he wasn't Bret Hart, who was always late.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're the champion and you're late all the time. One of the things Vince hated about Bret Hart, you're the world champion and you're always late. Like, you gotta start showing up on time. Which, I don't blame Vince for being mad. You know, you're the world champion. You know, you're the top of the food chain. You gotta set the example. You can't keep showing up late all the time. Like, I can understand a couple of times, but all the time? See, if I was running the company, I would make sure all my champions, everybody's there on time, especially my champions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not on time, there will be punishment. What was that in the background?
I don't know, let's keep moving. Anyway, so, I want to say something, I forgot what it is.
I'm gonna take a wild guess, and I'm gonna say the next one. This is April. So I'll probably say the next one will be before SummerSlam. I'm guessing. I could be wrong.
Well, it's supposed to be So we did it last year. We just said it earlier. Backlash.
Oh yeah, but I'm talking about the next NXT takeover.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be a while.
I can be wrong, but I think the next one is gonna be before SummerSlam. Mhm. I'm interested to see if they're gonna do another NXT takeover UK, but I doubt it. Again, I can be wrong, but I doubt it. Especially with this COVID stuff still going on. Also going on over there in England as well. You know, I did see the whole thing. That wasn't even bad. Mm-hmm. Now, I heard people say, you know, Batista still could have went in because he wasn't there. Like, people still went in despite not being there, which is true. But here's what people don't understand. Batista wants to be there in person. That's mm-hmm. the difference. So, in his mind is, if he can't be there in person, he doesn't want to go in. So, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he didn't go in. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's cool. I think that's cool, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. That's his attitude. He was like, if I can't be there, then I don't want to go in. He's like, when I go into the Hall of Fame, I want to be there in person. And I respect that. Because we all know Jushin Thunder Liger wasn't there. Great Khali wasn't there. Their celebrity inductees wasn't there. William Shatner and all of this one wasn't there. Batista was like, I'm not going to do this. I'd rather be there in person.
Mm-hmm.
So I respect that. It was cool seeing Ozzy Osbourne. And I am an Ozzy fan. He's made several appearances in the company. He's performed several times in the company. So that's why he went in. And we all know why Mr. William Shatner went in. I didn't know he was 90. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
William Shatner is 90 years old. He doesn't even look his age. When I seen that, I was like, wow. 90. But William Shatner is 90. I know Ozzy Osbourne is in his 70s. I believe he's 71 or 72. And Ozzy is still going. And they're still working. If you can believe that at their ages.
Mm.
You know, Ozzy is still putting out music. Of course, William Shatner is still doing stuff. He's still acting at his age. You'd think at that age somebody would be retired, but he's still working. Interesting, man. That dude just keeps working. See, I can't speak for everybody else, but for me personally, once I get to a certain age, I'm not going to be working anymore. Like, once I'm retired, I'm retired.
Well, in the meantime, you know,
I'm just saying, everybody's different, but for me personally, I'm not going to be in my 70s and my 80s still working. Absolutely not.
Well,
what about you?
Well, I'll cross that bridge when I get there, but in the meantime, While you figure that out, we have our last pit stop. As of Friday, we got a little bit more to go, and Saturday we're gonna pull in the parking lot. We're gonna get out the cars on a long ride. WrestleMania has descended upon us.
Yes, it's been a long bumpy road, and the long bumpy road is about to end. And we got to mention that the SmackDown Tag Team titles are going to be on the line in a fatal four-way. Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode will defend against the Mysterios. Chad Gable and Otis and the Street Profits and the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal will also take place on SmackDown tomorrow night as well.
I think that should happen at WrestleMania. That's messed up.
I think so too. That could be a pre-show match. But they're not going to wait till WrestleMania. They're going to do it tomorrow night on SmackDown. So it's going to be interesting to see who wins the match.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know the only former winner that's in the match is Baron Corbin. Baron Corbin won the match in his first match on the main roster, which was at WrestleMania. And he won WrestleMania 32. He wins the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. So this match is going to be not taking place at WrestleMania, which is the first. But I agree, they should have kept it at Mania. They should have kept it at WrestleMania and it should have stayed there. Let's not forget both Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil will be hosting WrestleMania on both nights. Also, congrats to both Hulk Hogan and Titus O'Neil. Hogan, who became a two-time Hall of Famer. Titus O'Neil, who won the Warrior Award for the 2020 class. Congrats to both of them. I can't wait. WrestleMania's right around the corner. There's only a couple of matches I'm interested in, and those are the matches I can't wait to watch. Now, what matches are you looking forward to the most?
Really, I don't care right now.
Interesting.
I just want to see something. I want to see how the fans react and all that stuff.
Well, you know somebody or some people's going to get a spectacular grand entrance. Which is part of the cool thing about WrestleMania. A little fun fact. WrestleMania, Braun Strowman, who was scheduled to face Shane McMahon in a steel cage match. This will be only the second cage match in WrestleMania history. If you can believe that. And the interesting thing is the boss's son is in the match. Now, the first cage match took place at WrestleMania 2 with Hulk Hogan and the late, great King Kong Bundy battling over the WWE Championship. And there hasn't been a cage match since WrestleMania 2 until now. WrestleMania 37, Shane McMahon versus Braun Strowman. And that's crazy. 35 years later, they have another cage match. Interesting. I mean, they've had Hell in the Cells. They've had Battle Royals. They had I Quit matches, Last Man Standing matches. But finally, they have another cage. I gotta be honest. I didn't think they were gonna do a second cage match.
Mm-hmm.
But they are. And I don't like Shane McMahon's chances. I think Strowman's going to kill him. What do you think?
That's going to be good. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wrap this up a little bit. And was, hopefully, if not Friday, just before WrestleMania, we'll see you. And we'll talk, have a little fun just for WrestleMania. If you hear us, you hear from us by Friday.
Yeah.
So that being said, my friends, we'll see you next time, just either Friday or before WrestleMania. Have a great night. See ya.
Be safe, people.